We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Take Jones and Mego wherever you go. Just tell your smart speaker, hey Alexa, play EEI, play Jones. This is Jones and Mego.
Yeah, I hate Jones, Alexa,
on WEEI.
What are your expectations for your baseball team this season?
Make it to the playoffs, and we make it to the playoffs, win the World Series. That's the way we're attacking this whole season. Obviously, you know, the people outside our world don't feel that way. You know, if you're not laughing at our expectations, then we're setting the bar low, right? So that's what we're talking about. And one of the things that we're going to do is kind of like push the envelope, you know, offensively. We're going to be more dynamic, you know, with Jaren, Rafaela, Trevor looks good. So we're going to probably steal more bases. Of course, the pitching thing is going to dictate what we do. You know, the guys have thrown the ball extremely well in spring training, but everything starts tomorrow here. The defensive part of it, that's the key too. If we do all that stuff, then we'll be talking in this show till the end of October. I do believe so.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
How's Alex Cora yesterday here on Jones and Mego with Arkin on WEEI? Not so sure that's going to be the case. I'll tell you, the expectations for this team. I said this earlier. Who's more believable? Robert Kraft. He's like, yeah, I want to be a playoff team. I just hope we don't suck. Whatever he said.
Hope we don't struggle too
Thank you. Which he reiterated in the same answer. Or Cora saying they're going to win the World Series. What's more believable?
Well, Cora's trying to pump up his team.
Okay, but World Series? You can say
and
we're going to...
One person has different expectations. Okay. Like the owner's expectations holds more weight than the coach.
Okay, well, which one's more believable?
Which one's more believable?
Red Sox win the World Series or Patriots make the playoffs?
Patriots make the playoffs.
Thank you.
And both of them aren't going to happen.
No, probably not. But I'm asking which one's more reasonable. So just like Cora's goals are like so lofty. I wonder what the heck he's up to.
He's trying to pump up the entire team so that if they fall a little short, it'll be short of the World Series, not short of getting in the playoffs.
I guess. I just...
Like, here's my approach with it, Jones. What else is he going to do?
I've already given you 15 million
He's
examples.
He's going to go, you suck, I suck, everybody sucks.
No.
Let's go
we're
take
gonna,
the field.
We're going to prove some people
Play
wrong.
Ball?
We're going to prove some people wrong. Why can't you just stop there? He said that. He said that in the beginning. Why does he have to go all the way to World Series? We're going to prove some people wrong. That's like, there's enough leeway there where you can kind of argue that by just being competitive into September. Like, you don't have to say World Series? World Series.
It's a hot take. He'll look great if they do win it.
Of course, but like,
I mean,
who
listen,
believes that?
The Rangers were a 68-win team in 2022. And I know they had a much different offseason
yeah,
in between
they
then.
They signed Seager
than the Red Sox had.
Much money.
Marcus Semien and, like, I mean, come on.
It, of course, but that's a lower starting point than the Red Sox were at, I guess is my point here. Like, the Red Sox aren't starting off at a 68-win team. They were a team that, you know, was under 500 last year but was competitive and competing. And so, yeah, obviously, that's pie in the sky talking about World Series. But you can at least point to a team recently and say, hey, there was a major turnaround in the American League last year. Look, they won the World Series. It's not apples and oranges, but, you know, it's close.
I like this comment in the Twitch chat from Dark and Stormy Nights. Cora should have said, don't let us win one. Like, that's how you do it. Now, that's how you set the bar nice and low. Meanwhile, our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego. Are you giving Alex Cora an extension?
Don't let us win today.
Let me rephrase, Millar, I'm sorry. Does Alex Cora deserve an extension? 64% say yes. 36% say no. So Arkan currently winning in that debate.
Super PAC is not coming through today.
No, it has not been. Although, you know, when me and you are aligned, that does drag down the Super PAC a little bit.
Get away from me.
Yeah, there's like some hardliners in there that just they won't cross over the aisle.
Mm-mm.
They won't do it. So you can continue to vote there. But most people say, yeah, Alex Cora deserves an extension. And we've been debating whether or not he even wants an extension. On top of that, who's the face of the Red Sox? I think this is a good exercise. Who is the face of the Boston Red Sox? Answer that however you want, Mego. Who's the face
You're
of the Red
hate
Sox?
You're going to hate it. It's Fenway Park. That is the most recognizable thing about the Red Sox.
Hang on. We got a text, 37937. That was your answer? We got a text that said that. I set it aside. The face of the Red Sox is just now. The face of the face of the Red Sox is Fenway Park. The memories.
I was thinking
about
that driving over.
That's
and that's why, like, on the one hand, you could look at that and say, ownership's not so stupid selling the Fenway experience because that's all people understand about the Red Sox these days. On the other hand, ownership put themselves in the situation that all they can sell is the Fenway experience because they don't have Mookie Betts or Xander Bogaerts. They have Rafael Devers, I guess, but the random guy on the street thinks his name is Rafael Danvers. So that's about how much recognition you have. Yeah, it's Fenway Park. Like, that's all they have going for them at this point is that Fenway is a tourist attraction. It's right downtown in the city, and people will go there, and they'll go and visit it as just a fun activity and check off the bucket list.
Yeah, so to me, great answer.
Thank you.
Who is the face of the Boston? Like, pathetic answer, but I think it's accurate. Like,
well, that's me.
Ownership told you that.
Pathetic.
No, pathetic of how ownership is approaching it. They built such a lackluster team that their Fenway experience answer is exactly that. Who is the face of the team? Fenway. That's actually who's the face of the Red Sox, which is, again, just a sad state of affairs, which is why I like this exercise. Arkin, who is the face of the Red Sox?
It's still Rafael Devers to me, but he has the Danvers, yes, of course. But he could stand to lose it this year to Tristan Cassis because Cassis has a personality. He's a young, sort of up-and-coming player. When you're a bad team, those guys kind of get lionized more so than they do on, like, a really good team. And I think that Devers isn't really, like, he doesn't have much of a personality. What? I guess he doesn't talk as much. So I think it's Devers now, but by the end of the year, I think it could be Cassis. What?
He's a cannibal.
Mago's
just making a face.
He's good, and he has a personality. That's usually all it takes to be the face of the team.
He has a personality, but have we, like...
Thank you. Are we sure he's good?
Have a deep dive into the personality, yeah, though?
Oh, you're going personality.
No, he's weird. I mean, I know he's weird, but, like, he's a good player, and he's a young player, and I think that those guys, good young baseball players always get more of a push, I think, than someone like Devers, who's very highly paid and compensated everything else. Right? I mean, isn't that, you would agree with that, right?
Yeah, and just, I mean, the language barrier is, that's a real thing. I mean, it's just, I mean, is it easier for the fan base to get on board when I don't have to hear it through an interpreter who may or may not be making side wagers?
And he's not a cannibal, Mego. He said that he would maybe resort to cannibalism in a very specific situation.
Survival situation. In a survival situation,
to make you a cannibal.
He brought up cannibalism.
On a desert island,
He brought it up. He was like, because I could eat that
in a survival situation. It's not like he's doing that for like a TV dinner.
The question is in the spirit of like which of your teammates is the best hang and would be resourceful on an island. And he's like, I'm going with Duran because I can eat him.
Mego hates Cassis.
It's not normal.
It's not like they said, hey, Tristan, what's your favorite food? And he was like, human meat. Like that would make him a cannibal.
Yeah,
That's
a different
thing. What if
they were like, what's your favorite food? And he was like, Jaren Duran.
Yeah.
Well, Jaren Duran's ass.
Mego hates Cassis, but it's the personality. So, are we sure he's good?
Tristan
Cassis?
He was
good last year.
No,
he
was good
in
the second half of last. He's had a good half season. So, like, we're sure he's good.
Yeah. Do I think he's elite? Do I think he's going to be an all-star this year? I think that's going too far. But
okay.
I think
he could be an all-star this year.
No, of course he could be an all-star.
I think
I'm just
that's very much possible, I'm saying. Like, I think he's good enough for that, yes.
Are we sure the second half isn't an outlier, isn't a mirage? I'm just not totally sold on that. His second half was great. His second half was spectacular. He's a big-time prospect.
Better than Trevor Story.
Yeah, big-time maybe is too strong. But so, who's the face of the Red Sox? I, similar to Mego, wanted to cheat and go outside the box. If you want to pin me down on a player, I'll answer it.
You said take it anyway.
I did, but I'm just saying, I wanted to give myself some leeway. I didn't realize anybody else was going to execute that loophole. And I like your answer better than mine. Fenway Park's a great answer. The face of the Red Sox right now is ownership.
Joe Castiglione.
No, it's ownership.
Big ketchup.
It's John Henry. And that's, again, a sad state of affairs for this team. There are no stars on this team. Rafael Devers is not a star. He's the biggest name on this team. Arkan made a point a couple of weeks ago that the Red Sox might have more star power than the Patriots. I agree with that. Is Rafael Devers a star in Major League Baseball? No. He has a giant contract. He's a good player. He is not a star in Major League Baseball. Maybe Tristan Cassis will be. Maybe Marcelo Meyer, who I considered making the face of the Red Sox, because they're doing this youth movement and embracing prospects. Maybe those guys will be big-time stars. Mookie Betts definitely was. David Ortiz and Pedro Martinez and even Nomar for a time. Those guys were real, actual stars.
Maybe
Manny.
The face of the Red Sox is the big boot in Portland.
Maybe.
That's in the outfield.
This team does not have stars. They don't have them. And so ownership has to wear that. And I think that's how a lot of people look at the Red Sox now. It's nameless. It's faceless. Most people can't name the lineup tonight.
This is what hurts most.
Can most people name the lineup tonight? Hell no. Most people can't. I don't know if I could if you put me on the spot. And I'm not saying the lineup is out.
Like if you looked at the pictures of each person because you
definitely couldn't do that. I'm saying if I had to go just position by position for who's starting tonight, like, do I even have it? Do I even know it?
How many the Red Sox walking down the street?
And I guarantee most fans can't do that.
Walking down Boylston Street would be identified.
Devers. Because you'd be like, excuse me, sir, I need to walk around you.
That's not nice.
Cassis.
You think Cassis would be identified?
Once you saw the painted toenails, yeah.
I think Cassis would be identifiable.
They're like, why
at this
is
point
this man barefoot?
He's barefoot, all different colored toes. Yeah, you'd know him.
I think that's it.
Which of these bars serves Jaren Duran?
I think that's it. And Cassis. Excuse me.
I think I recognize Kenley Jansen walking down.
Okay, that's
not
a good one.
You, I'm saying like
the people.
The
I'm saying
person.
I think people would.
I'm saying me. I think I could. I could get the. I could get those three. The average fan, I'm not sure, could get Cassis, Jansen, maybe Danvers. I don't think that many fans.
Danvers.
I don't think that many fans could get other players.
I don't know that I'd recognize Trevor Story if he walked.
I definitely
right
would.
Right now,
no
like,
chance.
If he walked in the studio and hosted with.
If
you
gave me a lineup of Trevor Story and some like borderline lookalikes, I would not know Trevor Story. No chance.
If Duran does have that bright curly yellow.
Duran,
so.
I personally think I would recognize Duran because he looks so tasty. Mm. But I don't think most fans would get that. No, and if he didn't bleach his hair, I probably couldn't get that either.
If you walked Trevor Story down Boylston Street and some ripped personal trainer from Equinox, and they were wearing the same clothes, would the common person be able to pick out the Red Sox player?
God, no. No.
I don't think so.
Definitely not. Could they recognize Brian Baio?
No.
No.
Absolutely
That's
not.
Your opening day starter. And so this.
If he wasn't wearing a hat, I'm not sure I would either.
Yeah, right. Like, players in uniform I could get. But, like, you're not going to recognize these guys. So who is the face of the Red Sox? 617-779-7937. It's up now with our big question of the day, at Jones and Mego. Does Alex Cora deserve a contract extension? Oh, yeah, and this one as well. How many innings are you making it tonight? One more time, one-word answer. Over, under 3.5 innings, Mego. First pitch is 10-10.
Over.
Arcan?
Under.
Under. A few texts, 37937. I'm protesting. I won't watch. Good for you, sir. I'm taking the over. I'll watch a solid 6 innings until I fall asleep. Baseball is back with exclamation points.
Oh, I thought they were going to say baseball is boring. And I was like, that's not the name of it.
Shout out to Bradfo.
Whenever someone says that, Bradfo's ears perk up like a wolf. You know?
Baseball is what? I'm sorry, huh?
I've got stickers ready.
Jones, 0 innings. I'm in bed at 9:30. I'm up at 4 a.m.
That's totally fair.
I mean, people, you know, if you're working early, you're not watching a pitch. And I think that's most people. Although, fair point, it's Good Friday. A lot of people don't have to work tomorrow. That helps. Do people have tomorrow off?
Do people still do that?
My kid has tomorrow off.
He does.
Boston Public is closed.
Oh,
so
wow.
My kid has tomorrow off. But, like, are people not working?
Yeah, I'm going to be in church all day tomorrow.
I guess teachers. Yeah.
So when I was growing up, my parents did do the thing between 12 and 3 where you weren't supposed to play outside.
What?
On Good Friday.
Did you ever do that, Arcan?
I don't think so.
Yeah, between 12
and
3.
I wasn't aware of it.
Arcan, you grew up in the religious mecca of Boston.
I know, but I don't remember that.
Like, yeah. I would imagine the North End when you were growing up would just be silent during that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Good Friday, you're not supposed to, like, play outside
between
and have
12
fun.
And 3?
Yeah.
Why?
It's the cross time.
12 to 3?
Yeah, that's like, you're supposed to observe it. You're supposed to just, like,
observe what?
Be, like, thinking about nice sacrifices and, like, being a nice
I grew
person.
Up the same, and
I've never heard of this.
Oh, my God, yeah. It was very old school.
You can't go outside?
Are you sure this wasn't just, like, a thing in your
like
house?
You're not supposed to play. You're not supposed to play outside. You're not supposed to be playing. You're supposed to sit and, like, think about
do what?
Jesus.
The whole time?
For two
yes,
hours?
For 3 hours.
For 3 hours.
12 to 3. You sit and you think about...
Were you raised in, like, a cult?
Religion is...
No!
So
I
stupid.
I swear to God, I'm not making this up. I swear to God, I'm not making this up.
No one leaves the house. It's Jesus time.
Only on Good Friday. No other time of the year. Only on Good Friday.
Get away from that door, Mego.
Hey, kids, it's Good Friday.
You haven't prayed for 3 hours.
Kids, it's Good Friday. Mom and Dad are going upstairs. Do not leave this room and think about Jesus.
12 to 3.
No matter what you hear.
You spend inside.
9 months later, Mego had her younger brother.
And you just, like, think about, oh, wow, you know, that's tough up there.
I mean, look, I've heard of scheduling sex. I've heard of scheduling my sex. Apparently, that's the one time, as I've been accused of by Wiggy. Good question here, too, on the text line. Why can't Seattle play a game at 2 or 4? Like, why can't they play a game? Why do they have to start at 10 o'clock tonight? It's opening day.
Because then they'd have to come east, and it's cold and disgusting
No. local time.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I see
the
what
Red
you're
Sox
saying.
Opening day would be at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock here. So why can't they start the game at 4 or 5 on the West Coast? Why the hell can't they do that? They gonna start at 10:10 tonight? Play a day baseball game in Seattle. And we can actually watch it. Like, that's stupid.
It's a big crazy
it's
idea.
Ticket sales.
I understand that, but I'm saying opening day here, Mego, would have been at like 2 o'clock. They wouldn't have played at 7 o'clock here. And so usually opening day is an early game. I mean, give me why does it have to be 7 o'clock local time? Is it a TV thing? Is this game on TV tonight? Nationally?
I don't know about that. I will say this, it's better than 6 a.m, so, you know, they got that going for
us
this time.
True. Right? It's better than the debacle last week. That's also true. A few more texts, and then we'll get to your phone calls. Bad take, Cora is widely regarded as a top 5 manager in baseball. He might be. I don't understand what's special about what he brings to the table. I could have managed that 2018 team to a World Series, and I definitely could have managed last year's to last place. Cora is way off. He was miserable last year. It'll be even worse this year. Also, bye-bye, Alex. Good luck with the Dodgers. Do you think the job that he would have lined up is the Dodgers? Like, is that a foregone conclusion? Is that why he's so sunny and positive about this season? Because he just has not just any job, but the Dodgers specifically lined up?
He's just... I feel like that would make sense. I don't know. I don't disagree that he would be an attractive candidate to go to at least a look. He'd have more suitors than Bill Belichick did when he was out of his
right,
job.
Right. But so, yeah, probably. But if he's so like, what if the Dodgers win the World Series? Like, if that's his plan, if his plan is just, I'll just get the Dodgers job. What if they win? Like, I mean, they've gotten off to a bad start with Ohtani.
Right.
But they have all the talent in the world. What if they win? Like,
then Roberts isn't going anywhere.
He's
but
pinned
if
his
they,
whole hopes to that.
If they don't win, then Roberts is probably out. You can't build more of a super team than this one, I don't think. And if they can't win, Roberts is taking a lot of crap for that team underachieving.
He has.
So, I mean, he could be on the chopping block. But, yeah, if they win, then forget it. They're not going to fire Roberts if they win.
No.
Unless he steps down or something like health reasons.
So, like, but I'm saying, like, there's a big flaw in his plan. If he thinks he has the Dodgers in his back pocket, what if they win?
Right.
Kevin is in Borica. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Adam, you know, Megan and Christian, thanks for taking my call. And the guy that should be the face of the franchise is Rafael Devers. But when's he going to start taking, you know, interviews in English? I hear he can speak English. David Ortiz did it.
Yeah.
Pedro did it.
Okay, fine, but different player.
Ohtani,
different.
Ohtani
Kevin.
It,
Kevin Ohtani. Kevin Ohtani didn't do it. Different players are different.
It ended up being a problem.
Ellie De La Cruz. You see the interview that he did in Cincinnati. Like, he's learned English, and so what? It's an impediment to, you know, your connectivity to the fan base. It just is. But I'm not saying he has to speak English. I'm not going that far, Kevin. But it is something that would make it easier for the fan base, I think, to identify and. You know, certainly understand Rafael Devers, although earlier this spring training, even through an interpreter, he spoke pretty loud and clear, and he did that last year as well. He's been pretty open and critical of the organization.
It's true.
But so I just think he needs to play better and we'll be able to move past all that. To be an actual bona fide superstar in Major League Baseball, what he needs to do is come out and produce certainly more than he did last year. He's never had top 10 MVP votes, I think, certainly never had top 5 MVP votes. Like, he needs to make a leap as a player. And then I think all the other stuff will take care of itself. Here we go. John is in the truck. Is Mego right, John? John?
John?
He says it's called reflection.
Sounded like John was getting carjacked.
12-3.
Can someone check on John?
I actually don't want to know what was going on there. Joe in Saugus wants to discuss this. Joe, hello?
Yes, how are you? How are you? First time calling ever.
Welcome.
Oh, welcome, Joe.
All right. I just heard what Mego said about Good Friday.
Yeah, it was her parents' scheduled time, yes.
No, it's not. You weren't supposed to talk between 12 and 3 because that's the time that Christ died on the cross.
You weren't allowed to talk in your household?
Wait.
Well, you're allowed to play outside. Yeah. She said you couldn't play outside.
We
you
weren't allowed
talk?
To play outside.
Well, we couldn't talk. I went to a Catholic school.
Okay.
Wow, so you, like, took a vow of silence
for
3 hours.
Wait, so you were
hours.
In school that day? I should have kept him longer. So you went to school? I thought Good Friday you didn't go to school at a Catholic school.
Well, they probably go to Mass.
They drag you to school that day?
I didn't go to Catholic school.
I
don't know. But
maybe
I do
it was
know
like,
that
this is
we
the dumb,
often...
This is honestly the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This is a
what?
Real thing?
No, come
yes.
on. It's like a faith-based thing. It's supposed
yeah.
to be like a moment
it's silly.
Of... I think reflection is right. You're supposed to, like, have this moment of reflection.
You
of,
shouldn't
like,
talk?
Wow. I haven't heard that.
You should be neither
talking.
Seen nor heard.
I mean, that is just outlandish. That is silly. I don't
what
care if it's faith-based
I
or not.
Do
that's stupid.
I show tomorrow and I can't talk.
Well.
I didn't know this rule.
Hey, now that you mention it.
First hour of the show. That goes out. just sits there silently. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on all this. Quiet time tomorrow is what it's going to be.
No, it was just like you shouldn't be outside playing basketball and stuff like that. That's disrespectful. You should come inside and just like be kind of quiet.
I've never heard of this.
You've
in my
never
life.
Heard of this?
No.
I'm more surprised that Arcan hasn't heard of it. Because
I was an altar boy. Like, I was in church.
Well, not a good one.
Well, no, but I'd never heard of this. Like, I was in church. It's not like I was some.
I swear I'm not making this
Johnny
up.
Come lately here. Like, I was in the trenches, and I've never heard of this.
It's the same thing as, like, not eating meat on Fridays during Lent. It's, like, one of those things.
That I've heard of. Yeah.
Also, right,
also,
but it's one of those things.
Also ridiculous, but
those,
that I've heard of.
Just, like, those things that adults, that the grown-ups tell you when you're a kid, and you're like, okay, I guess we're not supposed to do that right now.
Okay. So that was when he was on the cross from 12 to 3. They had that mapped out?
I think it's kind of symbolic.
Got
it's
it.
It's a symbolism thing.
617-779-7937. We have Triple Play next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.